The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you are listening to the Rock Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Rock Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock and I'm Lindsay, and we're back with WWE's Rule the Ring by Julia March from our good friends at DK Publishing. And this is adorable. This is so cute. Now, I'm going to give everybody a reference. This is a kid's book. So if your kids are interested in getting into wrestling or maybe want to learn more about wrestling, this would be a top-notch book to show them or give them.
It's a great starter guide.
It's adorable. Mm-hmm. Like, shout out to the art department in this, because, oh my gosh, this is like, it's a combination of pictures and drawings and bubble font and all the things, and I love it so much. Like, it's cute. Like, I can't not say that it's not cute, because it is. It's adorable.
Everything that a young kid would be attracted to in this book, isn't it? Like, you know, the artwork, it just stands out for a kid. As mentioned, the bubble fonts, like, everything in this book is, as it should be, aimed towards a younger kid. And give you backstories on a few wrestlers, you know, them training in the Performance Center. They give you a preview of different types of matches, including all your traditional ones, like the Royal Rumble, the Elimination Chamber, and they have everything else in between, including the Firefly Funhouse match and the Swamp match.
And they talk about the battle in the Boatyard, and I just need to talk to somebody really quickly, because y'all, why would you do The Undertaker like this? Why would you have a drawing of him riding off into the sunset on his motorcycle going, I may be older, but I still beat you, AJ? Like, why would you do that man like that? Like, why?
Because that's probably what he says to himself all the time.
Maybe? No. He probably says, I am one handsome son of a gun a lot to himself. Probably what he says. But yeah, no, this is... I love this book. I think it's super cute. Like, I just keep saying that because I think it. Like, it's all black and white, but I just love the mix of the fonts and the art and the pictures and everything. I think it's perfect for a kid. It's not too much. It's basically a bunch of information that's been condensed down and written for children. Like, that's the great time. That's the great thing about it, because it's like just Firefly Funhouse match, because my book just took me right to it.
Conveniently.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is how it's broken down. Like, somewhere in time and space exists the Firefly Funhouse, and this colorful but chaotic residence, Bray, the Fiend, in big font, Wyatt, lives not always in harmony with a gang of gruesome puppets. Like, that's easy for kids to understand.
Right, and they're very small, short little paragraphs, so a kid can take his time, or her time, and just read through it, you know, piece by piece, and learn about their favorite WWE superstars. And, you know, WWE right now is looking to grow its fan base, and what better way than a kid's book, get the young kids involved. You know, it's pretty cool. When I was younger, it wouldn't be cool to have this type of book.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a really good intro for kids, and best of all, it comes in a soft cover or a hard cover. We happen to get the hard cover for review purposes, and it's really nice. On the outside, it's full color, with great pictures and the drawings, and it just kind of carries the theme front to back throughout the book. So it's a really nice guide, and I personally like it.
It's very cool. I would recommend it to all the parents out there. Get this for your kids for their birthday, for, you know, summer reading list. Teachers, put this on your summer reading list. Kids would love it.
Yes.
Just saying. It's cool.
It's something fun.
It is. It's very fun. It's not a big book. It's like, I think 120-something pages. It's very simple.
It's very simple. It's to the point. Best of all, it has an index. It has a glossary. It has lots of Bray Wyatt in it, so you know I'm all about it. And
I bet it covers every landscape from 205 Live to NXT UK and all the main roster programming, Raw, SmackDown, and NXT.
Yeah, and it breaks down some of the feuds that were coming out of WrestleMania 36 and, you know, talks about the training and kind of what they go through as well. So, like we keep saying, it's a wonderful, wonderful guide. We would both recommend it, right?
Indeed.
It's on sale now at fine booksellers and Amazon everywhere. So please go check it out. Buy it, love it, enjoy it. Give it to every child that's into wrestling you know. And once again, big thank you to our friends at DK Publishing for supplying this to us, because we always love it when you send us stuff to read and review. It's a lot of fun. And again, shout out to Julie March for writing the book. She did a wonderful job, her and her team and the art department, because you guys rock. Have to shout them out, right?
Indeed. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms at Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio or facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio. We can catch the Rack live Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, as we gear up for SummerSlam.
So that does it for us. Everybody stay tuned for another review, because it will be coming very soon. But till then, you've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Rule the Ring Edition, and we will see you next time. Till then, bye!